This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The University of Akron has been touting its new football coach as someone who can turn the program around. But the firing of former coach Terry Bowden and the hiring of Tom Arth is costing the university more than $1 million before Arth even starts the job. Terry, let's break down the numbers. Akron owes Bowden $630,000 that was left on his contract. Then they have to buy out Tom Arth's contract at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. And that's on top of Arth's salary at Akron. Terry, you were at last week's press conference when they introduced Arth. How did they explain the costs?
It's an arms race, both in terms of facilities and coaches' salaries. After the press conference, I was talking to both Larry Williams, the athletic director, and Dr. John Green, the interim school president. And especially Dr. Green was, you know, very sensitive to, here's Akron with all their money problems. And I think one of the things he told Larry Williams was, you want to change football coaches? We're not raising student fees. You got to figure out how to do it out of your budget. So they did some accounting.
How does it work?
Well, first of all, remember they were supposed to play that game at Nebraska for like $1.3 million.
It was the first game of this past season.
Right. And it was like, it was a lightning thing and they never did play it. And then it became an argument of like who called it off and this, and Akron won their $1.3 million and we have a contract and Nebraska says we're not paying, and back and forth they went. But what happened?
So the Zips are going to get $650,000 from Nebraska for that season opener.
For not playing a game. And you know what they're going to do with that money?
Are they going to use it to pay off Terry Bowden's contract?
For not coaching. How's that? That's how they got part of this agreed to. But there's something else hanging out there.
They still owe Tennessee Chattanooga $370,000 for bringing Tom Arth here.
They're negotiating now with Tennessee Chattanooga about maybe going down to Tennessee Chattanooga to play a game. See, like, for example, if like Akron got paid to go to Nebraska. So they thought, well, Tennessee Chattanooga would love to have a Division I team like Akron actually come into play. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at, can we wipe this out? It's not done yet, but that's what they're negotiating. So hopefully not to have to pay that bill. But on top of what, we're still talking about what Tom Arth's getting?
$500,000 a
right.
year.
Okay, so I said, Larry Williams, the AD, was kind of laying all this out to me. And I said, well, that's interesting, but you're still paying this guy $500,000. And he said, well, this year, in addition to the $625,000 they got from not playing Nebraska, or $650,000, whatever it was.
Right.
They got $1.4 million going up to Northwestern. Bad investment by Northwestern because Akron beat
right,
them. Remember
right,
that?
Right. The win for the ages.
And then at the end of the year, they went down to South Carolina for $1.3 million.
As kind of a makeup game.
Right. Here's what some of these Division I programs do to try and offset all their costs, is they play the money games. I mean, we've seen Kent State go down to Alabama for a minimum of $1 million, if not more. The problem with this is you're physically overmatched. So if you play too many of these type of games, when you're actually playing in your league, by then you're all black and blue, battered and bruised and broken bones and shredded tendons and everything else. So then all of a sudden, here comes your game with Kent, or here comes your game with Miami of Ohio, and you know your top guys are out. Now, all those programs play some of those, but when you start playing three in that, and some of these schools do, it's almost like you're selling your kids. Mm-hmm. But see, it has to do with the inherent problem of how do you pay these bills? And as Dr. Green said to me, you know, there's already your student activity fee, a lot of it is going for athletics. They're not going to pay coaches' salaries anymore. Nonetheless, I mean, they did seem to work this out without having to do that. It's still, you know, here they're cutting all this stuff and they're paying a football coach $500,000.
It doesn't look good.
No. Now, Dr. Green made an interesting point. He goes, Arth just blew him away. He goes, Arth, to me, was one of these things where it's worth jumping through these financial hoops to make it work, because they think that the St. Ignatius, John Carroll, Cleveland Royal family football coach basically is worth it. We'll see. But at least I will say this, as opposed to we're just going to run up more deficits, it does sound, in terms of the way they laid it out to me, accounting, like they kind of figured their way out of this mess.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.